Hello, Joanna Nicholson with the top stories on ABC News. The US President Donald Trump says he'll impose new sanctions on Iran as tensions between the two countries escalate. He says the latest sanctions are intended to prevent Iran acquiring a nuclear bomb. His comments come after he called off strikes against Iran for downing a US surveillance drone over concerns a military response would kill scores of people. The government could be moving closer to repatriating dozens of Australian citizens who lived in the Islamic State's so-called caliphate. Foreign Affairs official John Phillip has met Kurdish authorities and says Australia favours an international response to the problem. However, he wouldn't be drawn on specific cases. The frontrunner to become Britain's new Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, has dodged questions at a Conservative Party event about a row with his girlfriend, which police were called to. The incident has dominated headlines in the UK and is threatening to damage Mr. Johnson's campaign. And the Matildas are out of the World Cup in France after losing a penalty shootout against Norway. With scores locked at 1-1 extra time. After extra time, Captain Sam Kerr and teammate Emily Jilnik both missed penalties.